Sorry, Mr. Chairman. We'd agreed on a division of labor, but in addition to that, we thought it would be helpful to you also to hear some specific thoughts, since you did ask for specifics, about things we could do. And we would certainly like to do more on international cooperation in a future ISP. But we're not interested in speech-making exercises where we trade barbs and agree to weak, lowest common denominator documents of no real value. We're interested in practical work that would have a tangible impact. We think a key area of focus should be on the capacity-building areas of assistance and cooperation. There certainly is a regulatory element, I would have to agree. Countries that do not have in place effective national implementing measures, countries that do not have in place effective export control measures, it's harder to freely exchange all available technologies and materials with them if we are to still meet our Article 3 obligations, which of course relate directly to the object and purpose of this treaty. But there are useful things we can do. There are decisions we can take at this conference, and there are topics we could explore at the ISP. It seems clear to us, for example, that we should decide to continue the cooperation database, although we should, I think, also call upon the ISU to consult with states' parties and take steps to improve the database. I think it could be usefully organized by the sort of functional topics that were shown in the graph. I think additional sources of information and resources could be linked to the database or on an associated web page. The U.S. advanced a proposal along these lines last year. Because if there is more valuable information and material on the website, it will be used more. We can explore ways in which to use it to convey information that is more transient. For example, the Fogarty International Center often has grant application deadlines and announcements for things that might be extremely relevant to researchers in states' parties. And it's not clear to us right now that the structure supports using this as a vehicle to create greater visibility for those. We could consider, if we are serious about trying to strengthen national implementation, but also to strengthen international cooperation, we think one thing we could do very usefully would be to consider creating a post of a capacity-building officer in the ISU to work on the database, to work on a number of Article 10, Article 7, and other issues, dealing more directly with the implementers in capitals and helping to match up practical needs and means of addressing them. We can call again, we could adopt in this report language calling on states' parties to report on their implementation of Article 10, as we did at the last review conference. And if so, we should also express, I think, our regret about the low rate of participation to date. There are a number of other actions we could take, but when it comes to discussion topics, we're flexible about that as well, but we do believe the work should be focused. Should be focused on things that are achievable, and that the number of topics should be appropriate to the amount of time allotted. A few possible examples: we could review and discuss reports on Article 10 implementation. We should, of course, review the functioning of the cooperation database. We could usefully consider developing recommendations to states' parties on how to more effectively mobilize resources to address gaps and needs, or recommendations for sustainable, safe, and secure laboratory capacity in low-resource environments, which was the subject of a very useful paper by the United Kingdom a couple years ago. Building on the working paper submitted by several developing countries this past week on CBR and action plans, we could look to develop templates or recommendations for national preparedness plans and response plans. There are a number of other steps we could take, sir. It also seems to me that this begs the question of the role of the meeting of states parties, where we would consider it appropriate for that body to consider such recommendations and, where appropriate, endorse them. But We also know that there are these wider disputes about the true meaning of Article 10 and more ambitious steps that some would take. So it would need clearly to have a remit that would allow discussion of those broader issues where there is no near-term chance of agreement. So I hope those are specific enough to help you, sir. I see you nodding. Thank you.